Today I'm going to be showing you a new meditation tool that I'm learning called mudras. Meditation is so good for you for so many things. When I'm researching a lot of different things that I'm trying to pursue, most of the time they recommend meditation. Whether you're looking for stress management, help with balancing your emotions and working with relationships, better sleep, cultivating psychic development, awakening your kundalini, activating your merkaba. Yeah, whether you're trying to do one of those things, or if you're like me, you're trying to do all those things, meditation is on the list for how to achieve them. The mudras we're going to be doing today together, they're linked with chakras. Chakras are energy vortexes throughout our body, in our light body, and it's important for you to know that they spin counterclockwise. An easy way to find out is use your right hand and place your thumb on the chakra, and whichever way your right hand can spin, that is counterclockwise. It's kind of like you're in a mirror. Is that which clockwise, counterclockwise? So yeah, that's how you find out your third eye, and then it works on your crown chakra, and then your root chakra, they go vertical. All the other ones go horizontal. Sometimes chakras can be spinning the other way by mistake, or if something happens, there could be blocks in some chakras. They could be not spinning strong enough, or they could be spinning too strong. So when you focus on meditations with them, that it helps to balance them. And when you have your chakras balanced, then it just domino effects good things into your life. So I hope you find these mudras helpful. The way mudras work is that each finger represents an element, and the mudras create loops or circuits to generate energy and balance the body's elements. The thumb is the fire element. The pointer finger is the air element. The middle finger is the ether element or outer space element. The ring finger is the earth element for grounding, and the pinky finger is the water element. So we're going to start with the root chakra, which deals with survival. The root chakra is in the base of your spine. Vortex that spins upwards, and we're going to pair it with the Muladhara Mudra. I'm so sorry if I don't pronounce the mudra names right. I'm going to put the description down below of them if you'd like to research them. I'm going to do my best though. Yeah. So the Muladhara releases blocks and allows healing and manifestation. So we're going to put our pointer finger and our thumb finger together, and the rest of the fingers are going to be straight. You're going to do this with both of your hands, and then put them on your knees and your arms straight, and each chakra has a chant that we're also going to do. The root chakra is Lam, L-A-M, Lam. Okay. Lam. sage mudra for your chakra, they recommend you do it about 15 to 20 minutes if you can. But if you just have, you know, a couple minutes, any little bit helps when it comes to manifestation. If you just need to take like a breather throughout your day, or just to help you before you fall asleep, you can do them all in a row, like, you know, each chakra, or you can figure out what chakra you want to work on that day, if you need a different kind of energy in your life, or you can do it with, like, you do one a day. You can switch it up, whatever feels comfortable for you. The next one is Svadhisthana Mudra. We're going to use that for our sacral chakra. The sacral chakra is located in the middle of your hips and is an orange vortex. This mudra releases anger, and it allows the creative force and allows you to have pleasure while you're creating. How that works is you place your hands in your lap with your palms facing upward, your right hand over your left hand, and your thumbs gently touch. And you really want to do these mudras with intention. Like, really, really feel the connection between the two thumbs and focus on the energy that's being circuited in that little loop. The chant for this chakra is VAM. Mudra we're going to be doing is Manipura, and we're going to be using it on our solar plexus, which is around your navel. I think it's like a little bit above your navel, and it's a yellow vortex that deals with willpower. This mudra releases fear and shame and allows courage and confidence and pleasure in your own accomplishments. So what we're going to do is place our hands between our heart and our stomach, and we're going to press them against each other and just cross over our thumbs. I really like to do this one laying down, actually, before bed or in a laying down meditation. Feels nice to have the point facing the sky, but you can do it sitting up too. Creates a little teepee over your solar plexus. And the chant that goes with this solar plexus is RAM. The next mudra we're going to be doing is called Anahata, and we're going to be using on the heart chakra. The heart chakra is right here. It's a green vortex. And it's a really important chakra to have working properly. And this mudra releases apathy, and it allows love and pleasure in your relationships. Yeah, it's really good to have empathy. So it's similar to the root chakra one, where you do the same hand movements, where you touch your thumb and your pointer finger together, and the rest of your fingers are straight. But this one, the left hand goes on your knee, and your right hand mudra goes over your heart chakra. And the chant for this one is Visuddha, and we're going to be using it on our throat chakra. The throat chakra is on your throat, and it is a blue vortex. This mudra releases misunderstandings, and it allows expression and communication. The Visuddha is made by interlacing your fingers and the tips of your thumbs touching together. Focus on energy looping around in your thumb and visualize just channeling right up into your throat chakra. When you have your mudra together, then you place your hands over your stomach, and the chant for the throat chakra is hum. Next mudra we're going to do is called Ajna. It releases confusion and allows us to tap into our intuition and wisdom. And we're going to be incorporating it into our third eye, which is right in the middle of our forehead. It is an indigo vortex. And the chant for the third eye is Shem. For this mudra, our middle fingers are standing up with their tips touching, and the rest of our fingers are bending at the knuckle. The middle finger represents the ether and outer space. Channel that energy into your third eye, middle of your forehead. And when you make your mudra, and you're going to place your hands just like kind of in between your heart chakra and your solar plexus. We're going to make is the Sahasrara. We're going to be using this mudra on our crown chakra at the top of our heads, and releases disconnect, and it allows us to have our spiritual connection. It allows us to contact higher dimensions and contact our higher self, and it allows us to see our mission in this life. To make this Saras Rara Mudra, you interlace your fingers, except for the little fingers, you're going to be pointing them straight up. And you have your mudra, and you place it in front of your stomach, and you could think of your pinkies as little antennas into higher dimensions. The chant for this chakra is Om. Okay, the next mudra I'm going to show you isn't like paired up with a specific chakra, but I really like this one. I think it's really powerful. I like to do it in the morning mostly. I like to sit and do it in the sunshine. I think it's really effective. It's super healing, super energizing, and it strengthens the body from the inside out. It gives you confidence. Balances your digestion and metabolism, which is very connected to your mood and your state of mind and your immune system. It's like your second brain is your gut biome. So I just really like it. I find it gives me a lot of energy in the morning, and just the hand positioning itself I find is really powerful. This mudra, we take all of our fingers, all of our elements, and touch them all together. Your thumb, pinky, middle finger, ring finger, and pinky finger all together, and right in the middle is such a powerful little point. You can really feel this mudra working. Well, I can. I hope you can too. I can really feel the energy in this mudra because it's just so condensed with all the elements. Let's do them all together. Mm-hmm. Joseph.